Is that working for anyone out there? Have you found your sense of zen? It's time to take our whole health kick into the terrain of healthy body, healthy mind. We're having an unofficial ongoing series called What's It International Day of Today? Well, tomorrow it's yoga. UN declared World Yoga Day. There are events happening around the country, but yoga means different things to different people. Is it losing its spirituality in our bid to get fit? Debbie Zuckerman with this report.
Over the last few decades, yoga has become increasingly popular in the West. The last time the Australian Bureau of Statistics checked, it was the eighth most popular physical activity among women, with 298,000 people practicing it regularly. While gyms and community centres across Australia offer it up as a way to get fit, some have begun to wonder if this focus on fitness is selling the ancient tradition short. Cynthia Skiberas is the creator and editor of popular yoga magazine Yoke, and in fact, it was this shift away from yoga's philosophical roots that drove her to make the magazine.
One of the reasons why I started the magazine in the first place was because I became quite disillusioned with the conversations people in the West were having around yoga. And I really wanted to highlight that yoga is more than just an asana practice. It's more than just getting on your mat. Of course, it's an important piece, but it's not all of it. And there are eight limbs to yoga. And in fact, you know, being part of community and being engaged with family is just as important.
Yoga began in India over 3,000 years ago. The word yoga actually comes from the Sanskrit word yuj, meaning to join together, and it's referring to the connection between body, mind, and spirit. This chanting was recorded in a yoga studio in Sydney's Inner East. It's traditionally done at the beginning of an Ashtanga yoga practice. The chant itself is in Sanskrit, and it's in part an appeal to gain insight into achieving happiness, as well as a request to eliminate the delusion caused by samsara, which basically means to stop fixating on yourself and what's happening in your life. But this Sydney studio isn't exactly representative of the norm. In the West's take on yoga, people often skip the chanting and the connection between body, mind, and spirit, and focus instead on the physical benefits.
Today we have Mandy Ingber, creator of Yogalathopy, here to take us through a 30-minute yoga flow. Get ready to tone and energize your entire body.
But according to Cynthia, most of yoga can be practiced without the exercises at all, as it's fundamentally about understanding yourself better and being present, which in turn should lead to improved interactions with others.
Ultimately, you know, the most important thing is about who we're being off the mat and being able to take what we do on the mat into our everyday lives. And I guess that's the principle of what yoga is for me, and I've been practicing it for over a decade. And it's a long journey. It's hard. It's challenging. You know, and showing up every day on your yoga mat and then taking that into your relationships and taking it into your community is challenging. But, ultimately that's what it's about.
What does that mean? What exactly are you taking into your life, into your relationships?
Taking integrity, taking honesty, compassion, love, kindness, all those things that are about, you know, giving back and not just making it about the self.
Cynthia also spoke about mindfulness being central to a yoga practice. But what exactly is mindfulness?
I guess, look, mindfulness is one of those words that's been tossed around. In the context of how I use it, it's about really being present. It's about being connected to you and being present with the person or the activity or whatever it is that you're doing. And I guess you need that when you're on the yoga mat. You need to be present in your breath, in your body. And when you're creating art, you're in the moment, in the zone. I'm not always mindful. I have to work hard at it. One of the other reasons why I've started a printed publication was for us to move away from our goddamn devices, you know, is for us to be in something and immerse ourselves in something is to ultimately be present with something. And so for me, I wanted to create something that was beautiful and tangible, so we could move away from our devices for even, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But the reason for that was because I realised how addicted I was to technology. And so for me, I had to really kind of conscious of how often I spent on the phone and around digital devices. And so...
So do you use it less now?
I use it more mindfully.
Despite her struggles achieving mindfulness, when I asked Cynthia what she had gained in the 2 years since she started the magazine, having interviewed so many interesting and insightful people, her response was unsurprisingly, well, mindful.
The support has been tremendous in terms of, you know, simply asking for somebody's time and getting it, and asking for them to share their story and their wisdom and their expertise in, you know, whatever it is. So in a way, it's almost like that underrated or understated way in which we communicate and connect with each other, and we do that through storytelling. And so for me, to be able to sit with somebody and have them share their story has probably been the biggest gift in terms of bringing this publication to life.
Many people in Australia are getting physical benefits from yoga, and most would acknowledge it's not just a series of stretches because it does make you feel more relaxed and more focused. But are we missing something by ignoring the traditional intention of yoga? And could we benefit as a society and as individuals from being more mindful? Cynthia Skibera certainly thinks so, and I think she may be onto something.
Debbie Zuckerman with Cynthia Skiberis from Yoke magazine. And to find a World Yoga Day event near you, I'm thinking in particular of all you yoga fans in Darwin, head to the Blueprint for Living program page. It's almost time for the 10 o'clock news, but do stay with us. We're going to be joined by Tony Windsor, who's telling us about the places that are important to him and life after politics. Plenty more Blueprint for Living still to come.